For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good job on the tunes, Callis. A little traditional Irish music here.
Irish folk music.
That's right. Big announcement. Doran's getting rid of me for like 6 days.
Yes.
Which is really how this all came together. We know, I don't know what I'm allowed to say, the black and gold football team going across the pond, playing in Ireland. Believe that'll be the 28th of September. And I'm going.
Yep.
And I'm bringing people. I mean, you got to sign up. But we're going to Ireland through True Fan Travel. It's a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. Going to Ireland, Dublin, 5 nights in Dublin. This includes a tour of Guinness, the Guinness Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Jameson, that's where they make the whiskey. Mm-hmm. It'll be a pre-game tailgate party right outside Croke Park. Game tickets. I know I've had a lot of people. How do you get tickets? How about you sign up, hotel and air, or you could do a land-only package, Doran. So you could either hop on a bird, it's part of the package, or you could say, no, I'll find my own way there, and then it's hotel and all that other stuff. Now, for more information on how you can take over Ireland with me, go to 937thefan.com on the homepage there. I looked, made sure that was all up and running, 937thefan.com. And we're going to take over Ireland thanks to True Fan Travel. And I poured myself a lovely Guinness here, Doran.
You're going to drink it.
I'm going to drink it right now, yeah. Now, it's a Guinness Zero. I mean, technically, I'm not allowed to drink live on the air.
Okay.
And by technically, I mean, like, I'm definitely not allowed to drive. Drive?
Drive.
To drink. Oh, stop. Come to Ireland with me. The drunken bastard. It's going to be great, Doran. Tickets.
Irish breakfasts.
Irish breakfasts. Beer, hang out with me, but most importantly, you don't have to hang out with me. You can come over there, get on the plane, hotel, pre-game tailgate party.
How long is that flight?
It'll be like 6 hours. That's it depends. I don't know what the connection situation is, but this is going to book up fast, people. It's going to book up real fast, so go to 937thefan.com. True Fan Travel. I'm super excited about this. It's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get to see the black and gold over there. And then in a couple of years, Pitt's doing it.
Yes.
So maybe a little partnership could happen here with True Fan Travel. Maybe you do this with Doran Dickerson in a couple of years.
It'd be fantastic.
Should I drink this now?
Yes.
Whole thing?
No, don't try.
Down it in one?
No, because
down
you'll,
in
be,
one.
You'll be complaining.
Why would I complain? Yeah. I never complain.
Oh, my stomach. Oh, oh I'm sick.
Right.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Couldn't even do it.
I wasn't trying to chug it.
I thought he was. I thought he was chugging.
No, it's too early for that.
Too early?
No, my stomach. So go to 937thefan.com. So you can join me. Let me give you a brief synopsis. Join me and True Fan Travel for a once-in-a-lifetime adventure to Ireland when the black and gold play across the pond this fall. 5 nights in Dublin, Doran. Includes tours of Guinness and Jameson, pregame tailgate party, game tickets and more, hotel and air. Or land-only packages are available. For information on how you can take over Ireland with me, go to 937thefan.com, and you can find the link right there on the homepage.
That looks good.
You want some?
No.
Harry?
That looks good.
You want a swig, Harry?
No.
Okay, very good. I mean, the Guinness Brewery. You can't get a more fresh pint of Guinness.
That's going to be fantastic. That's your favorite, too.
I might never come back.
That's fine.
And if I'm hosting the show out there, you and me talking across the pond, I might never move back and just do the show from like 2 until 6 p.m. every day for the rest of my life.
That's fine.
As long as we can make it work, who's got a problem with it? I would stimulate the Irish economy. Be wonderful.
Just looking at him.
Our guy Zeg says, I don't know if my liver can handle Crowley in his homeland, but I'm signing up. Sign up!
Yep.
Let's go 937thefan.com.
Do I have to work or do I get to go? Or no?
You don't get to go.
No, I'm staying here. You'll be with me.
Oh, I thought you said he was taking you.
No.
He didn't pay attention to the announcement.
No, he didn't. No. Yeah. I'm going with Pitt in a couple years.
Oh.
Yes. So it'll be us, so you'll be fine.
Comprehension is good.
He'll be gone. He's leaving us, so you'll be.
Yeah, that's the greatest news.
You're right.
You'll be in real trouble in a couple of years when Doran and the Pitt Panthers go to play Wisconsin. It's just you and me here.
Right.
Oh, that's a good vacation week. There you go. I'm off.
Texter, this is the big announcement. Crowley's going to Ireland. Nobody cares. No, you could go. You could go.
Right.
I'm just telling you how you could go. That's all. And you can go to 937thefan.com through True Fan Travel, and it's really easy to sign up. Talk to your loved ones about it. Make it happen. Texter, did you know that Dublin, Ireland is the fastest growing city in the world? I don't think that's true, but it will be that weekend. My God.
There'll be a lot of black and gold.
Oh, my God. And I think it's not been confirmed. I think they're playing the Packers.
That would make sense.
And so if that's the case, you know how they travel. So nobody go over there and get into fights. We're going to go have a good time and sit in some pubs, and people will be fiddling in the corner and have a couple of pints.
Yep.
Put your feet up, relax, and then we can all get really mad whenever the Steelers lose 13-12 with Mason Rudolph as the starting quarterback 4 weeks into the season. And that brings us to this. Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on 93.7 The Fan talking about Mason Rudolph.
I think they would give it to Mason. I think they would see how Mason would do. I would not go into a season with that roster, especially with an inexperienced quarterback. I would let Mason handle it. And then if things go south, yeah, you turn to your rookie in November, December, whenever that opportunity arises. I would ride with Mason Rudolph. He has respect within that locker room, and they actually know what they got with him. He's a good backup who can win some games for them in a pinch.
Pony took it further. Pony said, why can't Mason Rudolph be the next Sam Darnold? Why can't Mason Rudolph be the next Geno Smith? And I don't disagree with that. I wouldn't say I believe it's going to happen. I do think it's a possibility. But the question there is, to what end? What if Mason Rudolph gets the ball, plays all year, is pretty good. Are you going to win a Super Bowl with that guy?
No.
Like, are you going to win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold?
No.
He threw, 33 touchdowns this year with a team in Minnesota that's a lot better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that's the ceiling. What happened with Geno Smith in Seattle? How far did he take that thing? Not very far, and he's a good player. Both those guys have turned into good players. So I get what Pony's saying. Hey, maybe Mason can be the guy for a little while. I think there's actually danger in that. I think if Mason Rudolph turned into one of those guys, it's like fool's gold.
Yes, you're going to roll with him for the next how many years? You're going to give him a new contract. You know, you're going to pay him a significant amount of money to be your quarterback, and then you just don't know. Those other guys are pedigree guys, too. Like, I mean, Sam Darnold was, the first overall pick of the draft. Geno Smith was, a second-round
pick? Second-round pick, yeah.
Like, they were starters coming out like as soon as they hit the ground in the NFL.
Mason Rudolph was picked in the third round because only the Steelers, in my opinion, had a quote-unquote first-round grade on that guy.
Yes.
You're right. Both of those players more talented than Mason Rudolph. Geno's not a great runner, but he's got better feet, I think, and I think he has better touch on the football, and I think is more accurate than Mason Rudolph. And Sam Darnold was thought of highly enough to be that guy, like you said. So, look, if Mason played 17 games, they could probably win 9 or 10 games, and I think the stat line would be fine. You've got a DK Metcalf, you've got George Pickens, you've got Pat Freiermuth, you're probably going to get a speedy running back. But I think that might actually be the worst case scenario.
I'm sorry, Sam Darnold was the third pick of.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Right. The third overall pick in the draft is going to have a different ceiling than Mason Rudolph. Again, yes. I think Mason could, if in 17 games, put up respectable numbers and they could win 9-10 games. But if they did that and they allowed themselves to believe, oh, he's the next Geno, he's the next Darnold, I think you've now dug yourself into a hole that might be the worst possible outcome. Like Rodgers would play for a year
and cut bait.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Like Rodgers could throw 35 touchdowns and 8 picks this year, and okay, that would maybe change and maybe you'd beg him to come back. But he ain't going to be here longer, even in an ideal world for him, than 2 years. If Mason Rudolph throws 25 touchdowns and 12 picks and you win 10 games and you go to the playoffs, he's only 29. He could be around for 9 years. Yeah. So while I agree that he could be pretty good, I think you would be in a bad situation if he did that.
I just haven't seen Mason Rudolph play a whole season, too. It's always been sample size. So I can't fully buy in of him being a 17-game winning quarterback. I just haven't seen it in his career. Seen just sample sizes of him.
No, and last year he was given the reins to be the guy, and he throws 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Right. Now you look around in Tennessee and...
He also got set down for Duck Hodges, didn't he?
Sure did.
In his prime, probably.
Now, there was a lot going on. I mean, you're getting beat by helmets and
still
hit in the face, and they had to unscrew the face mask. All that stuff going on. I mean, that was the first look we actually had at Mike Tomlin having no idea what the hell to do with the quarterback position.
Yes.
Not that you have a lot of thought when you've got Ben, like, oh, man, what are we going to do? Mason Rudolph, Duck Hodges. I don't think Mason had a lot of opportunity to succeed there. He did have playing time, but they didn't have a quarterback coach. He's getting beat. Then
we're looking for excuses now.
No. His personal...
Whenever you start looking for excuses, then, you know, I mean, it's not really what it probably is then.
Well, you got to let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
My Guinness. And then I'll talk. The only excuses I'll give him are for his first year. And then he never did enough to be the guy. They obviously thought Mitch Trubisky was a better player. Right. So he needed to, between then, that not his rookie season, I guess it would have been his second year, between then and Mitch time, you needed to show them enough behind the scenes that Mitch Trubisky never gets brought in. And if you're really a guy, show them enough to where Mitch doesn't get brought in and you don't draft Kenny Pickett. I'm totally with you on that. Now, when he was given the next opportunity for 3 games, he played well. But we've seen a lot of quarterbacks come in and play well for 3 games. So I'm not going to make excuses for him. Apart from that first year, I'll make some excuses for our guy Mason.
Yeah.
And I like the guy. I think he's a good backup quarterback. But like, if he showed out this year and then you go, oh, man, maybe Mason's been the guy the whole time, I think you're in the worst possible position.
Yes.
I would rather have Rodgers than a successful Rudolph. I would rather have Shador Sanders by leaps and bounds over a successful Rudolph. Would you? 412-928-9370. And do you think Mason could take that leap to where he's more than just a backup, more than just a stopgap quarterback? 412-928-9370.
Only way it'd be a good situation is if you have Sanders behind him. Like, he could ball out as much as he wants, but you still have Sanders behind him. So that would kind of just mask over them thinking that he could be the future, them thinking that Mason Rudolph could be the future, too. So, because you still have Sanders. Sanders is going to be the guy, eventually.
It would be like the Michelob ultra, 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 ultra. There's not enough ultra version of the whole Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers situation.
Yep.
And you would move on, like Mason goes out. That would be the best case scenario. You're right about that. Is if Mason plays good ball and you still feel really good about Shador, and then maybe you move on from Mason and some team out there goes, oh, he is the next Darnold. He is the next Geno Smith. That would actually be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I'm hammered.
Non-alcoholic.
I'm hammered off my non-alcoholic Guinness. Beer. Check that out again, 937thefan.com. Texter, Crowley, do you even believe what you're saying about Mason? Come on, you're arguing one of Pony's hot takes. Woof. No, I'm not saying I think it's more likely than not. I'm saying I could see Mason play well, and I could see them win 10 games. They're like destined to win 10 games every year. That's all I'm saying. And I was defending his first season in the NFL. That's it. Relax. Everybody calm down. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jeff Hathorn also explained Shador Sanders' skill set in three words. And if this is really what you're getting in Shador, it's a no-brainer to take the guy 21st overall. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Here's a text. All the talk about trading out of round one, trading back, and getting a quarterback seems to be overlooking the needs of defensive line, defensive back, etc. We need to keep our number one pick and get a first-round player. Again, people keep mentioning this, and yeah, the defensive line is a massive need. There's no bigger need than quarterback.
Right.
Not one. It's not close. You have a gaping hole in your defensive line. Agreed. Probably, ideally, would like to come away from this draft with two really good defensive linemen. Cam Hayward, is this his last year? Is next year his last year? Either way, he ain't no spring chicken. He's approaching 40 years old. So you need a guy in addition to Cam. You also, if you could find his replacement, that would be ideal.
Yes.
But nothing is more important than a quarterback. And here are the three words that Jeff Hathorn used to describe Shador Sanders and that I've seen other draft Knicks use to describe Shador. Accuracy, poise, toughness. I mean, if there's like five adjectives to describe a quarterback, I want those three for damn well sure to be on the list.
Yes.
It's 2025. You need an accurate passer.
No doubt.
He's got that. Poise? Yeah, sometimes he runs around, tries to make plays. Okay. He's playing at Colorado. I forgive him a little bit. Getting his jersey retired, he played so well, Doran. And then the toughness. fits in Pittsburgh. Like, I think people think of this guy as some sort of diva playing out there in Colorado for his dad, spread system, winging it all over the place. The guy's tough as nails.
Right.
And he's not this freak athlete. Like, I saw Jerry Dulac, right? You see that the other day?
Yes, I did. I wanted to say something, but I didn't. I held back.
The ultra-athletic Shador Sanders.
Yes.
He's not ultra-athletic, but now I think the analysis has gone back super far the other way to where people think he's a statue.
He's not. No, he's athletic. He's just not athletic like the black quarterbacks that you have seen and think of.
Do you think that's what was happening there?
Yes.
It's a black quarterback thing.
Yes, he's black. He's athletic. He's ultra-athletic. No.
The ultra-athletic quarterback that could be in the first round is Jackson Dart, and he's a big old white guy.
Well, Milrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's the most athletic guy in the draft.
He could be in the first round.
He could be.
Yeah.
He could be. Maybe the Steelers are smoke screening for Jalen Milrow. I don't know.
I hope not.
I would hope not, too.
Right.
Because toughness, yes. Poise, eh. Accuracy, no. But then he's the closest thing from a runner that we've seen to Lamar Jackson since .. But the throwing of the football, kind of important. And Shador is accurate, and he's tough. I mean, are those not words that you would use to describe Ben Roethlisberger?
Yes.
Accuracy, poise, and toughness.
Yes, exactly.
And to finish my point, because I almost forgot, Shador Sanders was clocked going 20 miles per hour this year, running down the field.
Yeah, he's not slow.
No.
Are you a gamer? Like
me? No.
No, I know you aren't. At the quarterback position, and Shador Sanders is. Like, when the lights come on, like, are you ready to roll? Like, will you just throw everything out the window and try to win a game, and can you win that game and go out there and you know, showcase your skills? And that's what Shador Sanders brings. And I don't think it matters at any level. Like, he went to, you know, HBCU. Like, he went to Jackson State, and he turned that whole program around. They won. I don't even know if they lost a game there. Then he transfers to Colorado, and, you know, they didn't win a national championship. They didn't win the division, but Colorado was awful before Shador Sanders got there.
You know, people talk about his win-loss record, and that annoys the hell out of me. A, because I don't generally care in college because there's a lot of things at play. But you look at what Deion inherited. He turned over the entire roster in 1 year. They were in the top 25 Shador's first year, then they fell off. But for them even to win four games was a surprise. And then the next year, he had Colorado in Big 12 championship contention. Like, they were a win away from playing for the Big 12 championship with a shot at going to the college football playoff. No quarterback. Seriously, no quarterback. Joe Burrow, Tim Tebow, I don't think is taking that first-year Colorado team and doing anything better than going 6-6 and maybe squeaking to a bowl game. So why the hell do I care about that? Year two is the one you should care about if you're going to use the win-loss record, and that year was good. He played well. Now, he did take a beating behind that offensive line, and you worry about that a little bit, and he ran into sacks. But again, accuracy, poise, and toughness. And you're landing in a situation where, look, a lot of these quarterbacks wind up, if they're going in the top five, landing with total
awful
joke situations.
Awful.
Yeah.
Think about Cam Ward. Would you rather be Cam Ward or maybe Shador Sanders going to the Steelers? Cam Ward is set up for failure. But Cam Ward has to be a superhero. He has to be a superhero just for them to have a winning record this year.
Yeah, they're throwing it to, he'll be throwing it to Calvin Ridley, Van Jefferson, being protected on the blind side by Dan Moore Jr., throwing it to Treylon Burks. I mean, and they'll obviously add to that roster in the draft, but right now, ugh, if I'm Cam Ward, I'm going, yay, I go first overall. Who do I got? Oh. Meanwhile, Shador Sanders, if the Steelers are lucky enough to have him fall to them at 21, Shador's got to be looking around going, DK Metcalf, George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth, a young and talented, albeit hasn't come together, offensive line, and a defense that should be good enough to where I don't have to be perfect every game. And so I think even if Cam Ward is the better football player for 15 years, I think Shador Sanders, if he had to play week one and had to play this season, I think he'd have a better rookie year.
Oh, yeah.
Than Cam Ward.
Yes. Yep.
412-928-9370. Texter, it's called the transfer portal, brah. It's easy to turn a program around, not when you have to turn the entire roster over.
It's easy. Like, I mean, it's easy to turn a program around?
That's what the texter is saying, yeah.
A whole entire program around?
Not when you start from scratch.
I don't know about that.
And he did.
Yeah.
He did in 2 years.
Right.
In 2 years, they were playing deep into the season with a shot. Honestly, into the last game, playing for a shot to win the Big 12 championship. Yeah, what more do you want? The offensive line, they never figured out. Because guess what? Everybody wants offensive linemen. And yes, he did run into sacks, but like, I don't want to keep saying that, because while it's true, also your offensive line being that bad is going to make you run for your life before you want to run for your life. And then, yeah, you are going to at times feel pressure that's not there.
Yep.
Now you got to hope to beat that out of him, but I'm guessing they will. They'll get the ball out of his hand quick and they'll run the football and they'll kind of allow him to grow with baby steps if he is the pick. Texter, Calvin Ridley better than any receiver that's on the Steelers roster. Do you agree with that, Dor?
No.
412-928-9370.
Even though I did want Calvin Ridley, though, to be a part of the Steelers whenever he was a free agent.
Sure.
Like, I thought he would fit well. Last year, he's probably neck and neck, maybe. But DK Metcalf, you're saying that Calvin Ridley's better than DK Metcalf? That's incorrect.
Calvin Ridley's put up some decent counting stat seasons. I think 32 out of 32 GMs would take DK Metcalf over him.
Yes.
Just as a matchup nightmare. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. I think our final TK segment of this Penguin season coming up next. We'll react to some of what Kyle Dubas had to say, just how quickly can they spin this ship on a dime. Then we're back into the NFL draft.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Going to be joined momentarily by Tyler Kennedy. Brought to you by SaveYourSettlement.com, comprehensive strategies to manage their settlements or verdicts following life-altering events. TK also brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. the best in the business. I always hear those ads on the Pirate Game Store.
Yes.
You're reading them.
Yes.
The best in the business.
The best in the business.
Before we get to TK, this popped up on my X feed. Mel Kiper Jr. in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Did you see this? He's not in, but Dan Patrick is arguing that he should be in.
Absolutely not.
I knew where you came down on that.
Absolutely not.
They already have
an... I mean, come on.
Go ahead.
Are we serious? So Mel Kiper is going to take a spot, or is it like whenever Cowher went in? I don't even know what it was called.
The Old Man Award.
Like... Is this like an extra?
I don't think it would keep a player out.
Okay, all right.
Tack him on in.
No, but still, no. For what?
Making the draft what it is.
I mean, that's like a lucky situation. Like you thought something would work and hit, and then people start following, and then you did it every single year. It's not. I mean, there's no accuracy really to it. I mean, I don't follow what his percentages are every year of hitting on every single pick from rounds 1 through 7, but I don't think that they're very high.
No, they grade it based on how many guys you get correctly in each round. And I think he's kind of been lapped at this point by other people. He did help put it on the map, but I'm with you. Like, you already have the Pete Rozelle Award that is handed out every year. So late, longtime NFL commissioner Pete Rozelle, they give out an award for longtime exceptional contributions to radio and television and professional football. Okay, if you want to give Mel Kiper Jr. the Pete Rozelle Award,
yeah,
and so he's honored in that way, then hell yeah, do that. But that's how it would have to be done.
Yeah. You got me all fired up.
I know. And then I was going to step on you instead of letting you go. I can keep going.
No, I'm good. I like Mel Kiper.
I like Kiper. I think he does a great job.
Yeah, me ranked high. So, I like him.
That's why you like him.
Yeah.
That wasn't his fault. Nope. Everyone else screwed up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Kiper does a wonderful job, and Kiper was the first guy in on this, the first ever draft, Nick. And, yeah, there's a place for him, but the place for him would be under that Pete Rozelle Award.
Yeah.
Whenever you've already given it to people like Brent Musburger, who's this year's recipient, and John Facenda, and Joe Buck, and Dick Ebersol, and Tom Jackson, and Al Michaels, and Jim Nance, and Chris Berman, all those guys have helped get football where football is. Like, they're the soundtrack in a lot of cases of our football upbringing. Like, when you're watching games on TV, totally get it. And Mel Kiper, for this time of the year that has taken off and is massively popular, it's massively popular in part because of what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to say keep a player out instead, and you put him in, I think guys like you would march down Canton, Ohio, drag his ass out and throw him over the fence.
Yes.
Yeah. Howard Katz, Andrea Kramer, Len Dawson, John Madden, Ray Scott, Dick Enberg. Yeah, he fits there. That's fine. He's different. He's not a play-by-play guy, but you got some studio hosts here. I'm totally fine with that, with the Pete Rozelle Award. So campaign to give him the Pete Rozelle Award. Bada bing, bada boom, we figured it out.
There you go.
I knew that with Jackie. You're still pissed.
Yeah. It's getting everybody in. Hall of Fame. Like, what? Hall of Fame for half-picking draft picks. Get out of here.
You know, it opens the door for guys like me to get in the door.
For what?
Well, being a pillar of the Pittsburgh football community.
Like Western PA Hall of Fame? Okay.
Well, first the Western PA Hall of Fame, and then the world.
Then the world Hall of Fame.
Everything the light touches.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On your Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Here's what happened. You've got a radio guy, TV guy, Dan Patrick, who's caping for another TV radio guy in Mel Kiper. Ain't no player was like, you know who needs to be in the Hall of Fame?
That's because Dan Patrick wants to get in.
He should get in. Pete Rozelle Award.
Right.
We already got that. We already got an award. Just use the award. I saw the Troy Polamalu bust, too, that was trending on social media back when he was inducted, and one of these accounts put it back out there this weekend.
I saw that, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No. There's worse.
No.
There's worse.
Who's worse?
I mean, we'll have to look at it. Maybe we'll play that game tomorrow. There's worse.
The courtroom sketch of Tom Brady will forever be the funniest. They made him look like Two-Face from Batman. He's just ugly as all get out. All right, there is no Tyler Kennedy. He might be out of town. That might be it. He might have thought we wrapped up last week at the end of the season. We'll get into some of Kyle Dubas' comments in a couple of minutes. Jeff in Morgantown wanted to chime in on our Shador Sanders conversation. Hi, Jeff.
Actually, I was commenting about Mel Kiper.
Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
He deserves nothing. He's made a lot. He's made a lot of money doing what he does, and he's never right.
Right.
The guy sitting beside you, Dorn Dickerson. If he's not in the Hall of Fame, you're going to tell me Mel Kiper should be?
Pete Rozelle Award.
Right, that's fine, but yeah, he doesn't even deserve that.
Ouch.
He's made a lot of money doing what missing. He misses all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, he's right. Like, I mean, what are we doing here? Like,
it doesn't matter if he's right or not, just to argue the devil's advocate point. It's about kind of making the draft popular before the draft was ever popular.
Yeah, kind of breaking down the barrier of like the draft or whatever. Like,
I'm not using that for don't do that to me.
You know, like,
he blasted through that glass ceiling, did Mel Kiper Jr.
Like, come on.
He made the draft popular. Now, I think the counter argument.
You don't think the draft would be popular right now if it wasn't for him.
That's what I was about to say. He was the guy that did it. But somebody else would have done it.
Yes.
Because every aspect of the NFL is popular.
But even if
OTAs, mini camp, training camp, the combine, all these things would be popular without Mel Kiper.
Exactly.
Because some other dude with a bizarre hairline who's kind of a character could come in and do the same thing.
Even if there wasn't a dude that did it.
Trailblazer, NFL. Doran. He was a trailblazer.
Yeah, he's a trailblazer, yeah. The NFL would obviously take over, and they understand what draws money, what doesn't.
Well, and I argued on behalf of all these great broadcasters that I said were kind of the soundtrack of the NFL for our youth. I think if there were no broadcasters, people would still watch football.
Yes.
Like, we've argued that for years. Like, ESPN went out and bought Joe Buck and bought Troy Aikman because those Fox games always sounded bigger with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the best. And now they're on ESPN. And it does add this gravitas. But, okay, when you had the comedian in there and it was bad, it's not like I wasn't watching Monday Night Football.
Exactly.
I'm always going to watch Monday Night Football. We all are.
So let's go back a little bit. Like, were broadcasters brought in to break down the game for people that don't understand, or was it for the entertainment element?
Yeah.
Both?
The entertainment element, and then it started to shift. Like, initially, you'd have the play-by-play guy, and you'd have the color commentator, and the color commentator would just be some other slap-ass broadcaster like me.
Not even like a former player, right?
Yeah. Just some dude who went to Syracuse who knows how to speak eloquently,
right,
and has an understanding of the game, but not at the level a player would.
Right.
And then that obviously shifted. And then you had Craig Wolfley, who went to Syracuse and was a former player.
What do you think most people listen to the broadcast for?
I like to learn.
To learn?
I like to learn now. Like, I thought Tony Romo was really good at it initially. I don't know that Troy Aikman's a great game breakdown guy, but
he gets the game, though.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
He delivers it.
He's evolved
concisely
too. Mm-hmm. Like, I give him a lot of credit because he played in an era that was so different, and even Collinsworth played in an era that was even different than Aikman, and they have evolved to the game now. And they break it down where you understand the game now, not from whenever they played, which could be very easy for them to do. Of being like, oh, this is my football. Like, whenever I played, like, you know, we were in three-point stances with split ends. So they have evolved with the game, and I do give them a lot of credit for doing that because that is hard at times.
See, and you say split ends, and I just think you need, like, Pantene Pro-V.
Right.
Because you got...
So you have to explain it.
Your hair's all screwed up.
Right.
23 touchdowns, the most Troy Aikman ever threw four in a season, with 14 picks that year. Quarterback rating of 81.6. You think the game might have changed on him a little bit?
Jeez.
He got with the times. Yes, I'll tell you who else is really good as Collinsworth. And people hate him around here for whatever reason. I think he's the best.
Yeah, I think he's great.
412-928-9370. Are you old enough to remember when they televised games without announcers? It was weird, someone writes. You know what, Texter? I appreciate the fact that you texted that in, because if you're old enough to remember games before broadcasters, I am surprised you're using a smartphone. I am. Just being honest there. All right, what did Kyle Dubas have to say yesterday in his press conference? We'll get into it. We have people who want to talk about Mel Kiper, of all things, so we'll do that coming up next, too.
Just a summary off the top. Obviously, another year with the team falling short of the playoffs, and I think that's obviously an immediate measure. We're here today, and there are 16 teams that are competing to try to win the Stanley Cup, and as we've talked about previously, that's really our goal, is to build the team back to being a contender for the Stanley Cup. It's not trying to find a way to just sneak into the playoffs. It's trying to find a way to arrive back there and then remain there in contention. And we continue committed to our plan and program to return us there as urgently as possible.
Well said by Kyle Dubas. If that's the mindset, I'm totally in on that. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Be nice to see them win next year, get into the playoffs so that Evgeny Malkin can play one more postseason. It does not sound, by his own admission, like that is the goal. Now, maybe they'll make the playoffs next year, but they are not trying to just sneak in. They want to build this thing out. I think the Steelers are doing the same thing, Doran. Like, you watch ESPN right now, the Steelers are topic A, not just here, but everywhere. Should the Steelers draft quarterback Jalen Milroe? They're talking about it right now on Get Up. Real quick, as I interrupt our Penguins conversation with immediate Jalen Milroe talk, you shouldn't draft Jalen Milroe in the first round.
No.
If you do draft Jalen Milroe, let's say you get back into the second round or you take him 83rd overall, whatever, you're not drafting Jalen Milroe as like this backup. Like, I think you're trying to see what you got in the guy and try to develop him into a starter at some point, right? Because I don't see them changing their offense for him. Let's say it's Rodgers, or even if it's Rudolph, one of those guys goes down and you hand things over to Milroe. Like, they're not going to have him drop back and throw it conventionally.
Mm-mm.
You would think you'd have to change the entire offense, and I just don't know how good they are at that. They wouldn't even do it with damn Justin Fields.
Right, but I think they wanted to protect Justin Fields from himself and from getting hurt. I think if you were to draft Milroe, it would open up a little bit more because you wouldn't worry about injury. You wouldn't worry about money. You'd just be like,
that's interesting, yeah.
You know, like, it wouldn't be, like, if you wanted to take that route of, like, maybe Lamar Jackson would have to change the whole offense, it wouldn't be bad, I guess. But I don't know. Like, I wouldn't waste my time right now with a Jalen Milroe. I have other issues I need to figure out, and I know that I couldn't develop Jalen Milroe into being a top tier quarterback. I'd have to be honest with myself. Like, do I really think I could do that after the experiment that I just had with Justin Fields?
Right. And if you're gonna take a quarterback in like round 4 or 5, you're doing that as a backup. Which is
maybe
fine.
The third string.
Right. And that's valuable because then you don't have to pay that guy.
Right.
But I just don't see how Milroe would fit in any of it. And I've heard people say, like, even Cam Ward included, that the guy with the highest ceiling in this draft, also the lowest floor, is Jalen Milroe.
Well, I mean, you're comparing him to Lamar.
But I don't understand the whole ceiling floor conversation. Because when the three words used to describe now our guy Shedeur Sanders are accuracy, poise, and toughness, I mean, those three things can get my ceiling pretty darn high, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas being fast and having a strong arm, I guess it can get you, it's a different path.
It can get you to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, it's a different path.
That's what
path.
Lamar was coming out. Like, he was tough.
But Lamar was a first round pick because he won the Heisman, and he threw it a lot more accurately than people ever gave him credit for.
Absolutely.
A lot.
And maybe
more.
Milroe has too at times, though.
Just throw out the Michigan tape.
Right. Like, Milroe has at times, but sometimes he
disappears. Oklahoma tape too, yeah.
Absolutely. But if you're looking for, like, a Lamar Jackson, and that's the guy that is there every single year, hasn't gotten over the hump, and you're willing to switch up your offense for an ultra-athletic quarterback, Milroe's the guy.
Dulac says that Shedeur Sanders would be the guy who's ultra-athletic.
Hmm.
That was a good Kyle Dubas breakdown right there.
That
buddy.
Was great.
I got sidetracked. You got the NFL draft countdown, 59 minutes and 4 seconds away. What time do we think the Steelers will pick then? If it's draft gets going at 8 o'clock, I would love it if the Titans, they'll milk it for TV. I would love it if the Titans just came out 2 seconds into their clock and say, all right, we're taking Cam Ward.
Yeah, the whole 5 minutes will be up. So I would say, what, we got the Steelers will draft in about
probably be like
61 hours. Right?
I think so, yeah. You're looking at like sometime in the 10 o'clock hour,
yeah.
Steelers will pick. It'll be a lot less sexy, frankly, if Shedeur Sanders goes ninth overall. Someone trades up and gets Jackson Dart, and now we're just staring Harmon or Kenneth Grant down. Like, not that those guys aren't good. They're good football players, and they're a position in need. That ain't sexy.
Or it could be, what if they go running back? What if Hampton's on the board?
Now, that would be sexy.
You know? That's kind of this how I look at it. Like, I feel like there's two tiers. Okay, quarterback tier, and then it's like, all right, you got D-line and running back.
I think more people might, and this is just people a hypothesis, I think more people would freak out if they took a running back.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's intriguing.
We'll play
that's
that
a possibility,
game.
Yeah.
We should play that game tomorrow.
Okay.
The Twitter poll, just list five dudes. Who would you like to see them take? Like Kenneth Grant.
Harmon.
Hampton. Shedeur. Maybe throw a Buka in there. Just throw a wide receiver. Yeah. Or Golden.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like it.
See which way people are leaning.
Leaning.
I'm hammered off my non-alcoholic Guinness. Less than 0.5% booze in that, but you know, I hadn't had anything to eat since last night. And I just crapped out all of Easter on three different occasions.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That'll be tomorrow's Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Good Penguins breakdown by us right there.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.